Hare Krishna. So in shloka number 3 of chapter 7, Krishna ends that particular shloka with few words. Kaschin mam veti tatvatah. Hardly one knows me in truth. But then out of his merciful nature, now Krishna is actually revealing himself in the future shlokas. So in shloka number 4, Krishna is talking about prakriti, his external energy. And shloka number 5, Krishna is talking about the jivas, that is all of us. And in shloka number 6 and 7, Krishna is talking about Ishvara, that is himself. So in this way, Krishna is giving the signs of bhakti, the signs of himself, by which we'll be able to understand him in truth, in tattvatah. So let's see shloka number 4, the prakriti aspect which Krishna is describing here.
Bhumirapo nalo vayuh khammano buddhirevach ahankara itiyam me bhinna prakritirashtada.
So Krishna is saying bhumi. Bhumi means earth. Bhumi, apa, water. Anala, vayu. Sorry, anala is fire. Vayu is air. Kham is ether. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. These are the five aspects which Krishna is talking about. They are also called as Pancha Mahabhut. And then he's talking about the other three. Bhumi, Rapo, Analo, Vayur, Kham, Manaha, mind, buddhi, intelligence, and Ahankara, false ego. Ityamme Bhinna Prakriti Rashtada, Ashtada. These eight are actually my Bhinna Prakriti. They are my separated energy. So now Krishna is describing these eight elements which actually comprises of or which actually constitutes the entire material creation that we see. And we don't see also. That's the gross and the subtle. So here, before that, before we get into this particular eight elements, let's try to understand about the Purushas, the three Purushas. The science of God analyzes the constitutional position of God and his diverse energies. Material nature is called Prakriti, or the energy of the Lord, in his different Purusha incarnations. So let's understand what are these Purusha incarnations. So many times people don't know about Vishnu. Now people have this question that who is supreme, Krishna or Vishnu? So there's a big confusion here. So whenever this question is asked, you know, my question is, which Vishnu are you talking about? Because there are multiple Vishnus there. So from Krishna comes Balram. And from Balram comes four expansions called Chaturviha or Adi Chaturviha expansion. Starting from Sankarshan, Pradyuman, Anirud and Vasudev. And then from Sankarshan comes Mahasankarshan. And from Mahasankarshan comes the first Purusha incarnation called Karnodakshai Vishnu. Or is also known in this world as Mahavishnu. So from Mahavishnu, from his each and every pore, comes out a Brahmanda. Each and every pore. Now can we imagine how many pores will be there and how many Brahmandas are coming out? Infinite. Infinite number of universes are coming out from the pores of Mahavishnu. Now when the Brahmanda is there, ready. So Mahavishnu enters with another incarnation. Or he incarnates himself in another form called Garbhodakshai Vishnu. So he enters that universe and then from his navel comes Brahma. So Brahma is the one who does secondary creation. Now when the secondary creation is done in the entire universe, when various bodies are made, various different entities are made, at that time, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, he enters each and every atom as Paramatma and he is known as Shirodakshai Vishnu. So from Mahavishnu comes all the universes. Mahavishnu enters each universe as Garbhodakshai Vishnu and Garbhodakshai Vishnu enters each and every atom as Shirodakshai Vishnu or Paramatma. So now these are the three Vishnus now which are there. So it's very important to understand these three Purushas because we have to understand that this entire creation actually belongs to them. They are the proprietor. But then in this world, there is a false identification that we do with ourselves that I am the Purusha. Purusha means enjoyer. So we are not Purushas. We are no one. Who is Purusha? These personalities. Lord Himself is the Purusha. They are the creator. They are the ones who are maintainers. And they are the ones who are annihilators also. So this point is very important to understand, that this material world is a temporary manifestation of one of the energies of the Lord. So this Prakriti is temporary. This is Ashashvatam. All the activities of the material world are directed by these three Vishnu expansions of Lord Krishna. So these three Vishnu expansions have come from Krishna. That's what is the point. So who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now when it comes to Brahma Jyoti, that is the effulgence coming out from the body of Krishna, there is no diversity, it's just light, that's it. There is no variety in that. Like the different Vaikuntha planets which are available in the spiritual sky. And when it comes to Paramatma also, so Paramatma is none other than Shirodakshayi Vishnu. And Shirodakshayi Vishnu or Paramatma, they are not present in the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha planets. So who is that personality who is present in spiritual world? It is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way we understand that to understand Krishna, that is actually perfection. Not understanding Brahman, the effulgence coming from the body of Krishna or the Paramatma feature or whatever. Important is to reach that understanding of Bhagavan, the Bhagavan realization. And here in this particular shloka, Krishna is first talking about his material energy or his external energy. And he's describing Prakriti. And even in Prakriti, he's describing about the basic elements. These basic elements actually constitute everything that we see around. Everything. Everything is made up of these basic elements. And who is actually giving these basic elements? Krishna. So whom does everything belong to in this world? To Krishna. So in this way, Krishna makes it very clear that I am the proprietor. So what are these basic elements? Let's try to understand now. So we have the five Pancha Mahabhuta, or the great elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. And here Krishna is describing the grossest first, that is earth. And then he's talking about the ether towards the end. So from gross to subtle we are moving. From earth to ether. Now when we're talking about these five elements, we also understand that they're associated with five sense objects. What are the five sense objects? Like sound, touch, form, taste and smell. So when it comes to ether, so the sound propagates through ether. And then, you know, when it comes to air, there is another quality that gets added. What is that? We can feel air. We cannot see ether, we cannot see air. But then in ether, we cannot feel, but we can hear sound that propagates through that. And when it comes to air, we can feel the air. So now the touch aspect is added, the touch sensation or sense object is added now. Now after that, moving forward, when we talk about fire, now in fire, the one can see the form also. So now the form gets added, the form aspect gets added. And then when it comes to water, in the water, the taste aspect gets added there. And then the next one, that is earth, the smell aspect is getting added. So in this way, all these things, that is sound, touch, form, taste and smell, all these five sense objects are also included when we talk about the five greater elements or Pancha Mahabhuta. Now these are 10 in number. Now when it comes to mind, so that is one more, so that is 11. When it comes to intelligence, that is one more, that is 12. And then we have something called as false ego. False ego means aham, aham buddhi. No, that is I and mine, mama and mameti. This false illusion that we have, that I am this body and everything connected to this body is mine, I and mine. That is actually false ego. And from false ego comes 10 different senses that we have in our body. The five knowledge acquiring senses, that is eyes, nose, ears, tongue and skin. And five working senses, that is hands, legs, speech, genital and rectum. So these are the 10 different senses which comes from the false ego. And also, there's another wonderful aspect, you know, that is called as Mahat Tattva, that is the total material creation. That is also included. So if we sum up all these things, then the number comes to 24. So these are the 24 material elements, you know, which are described here in this particular verse. Obviously, you know, the things are hidden there, but then the ones who have knowledge from Shastra, they'll understand that 24 elements are described here. So in this way, Krishna is very, very nicely, he is describing the basic elements which constitutes the entire material creation. One thing that we need to understand from this shloka is, I am not the Purusha. I am not the enjoyer. Krishna is the enjoyer. And whom does everything belongs to? Maybe this house, it might be in my name. Maybe the car might be in my name or whatever it is. But then one thing we have to understand is, without these 24 basic elements, how is it possible? How is it possible to have any structure? Anything for that matter. Even this body that is there, that is also not ours, because this is also made up of these 24 elements. So the point is, who is the proprietor? Krishna is the proprietor. Everything belongs to Krishna. Everything. We are just his servants. We are not the proprietor. So this point is very clear from this particular shloka. Now after telling the shloka, now Krishna is going to move on to talk about the superior energy. Now he's spoken about inferior energy. Now he's going to speak about the superior energy, that is Jivatmas, all of us. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.